From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Republican-controlled state Senate passed the budget today with only five no votes. As Benta Berkland reports, lawmakers made several changes, including adding money to try and recruit more teachers to rural schools and reducing funds that Republicans believe help implement the federal Clean Power Plan in Colorado.
The roughly $8.5 billion in the state's discretionary fund didn't change much compared to the version previously passed by the Democratic-led House. It still adds more money for K-12 education compared to last year and avoids cuts to higher education while transferring some state money to transportation. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs serves on the evenly split bipartisan Joint Budget Committee, which wrote the budget.
So we have a pretty good screening process prior to the budget coming in, and that kind of screens things out that are sort of unacceptable to all the different factions, you might say.
Differences between the budgets passed by both chambers still need to be reconciled by the Budget Committee. They will meet in the coming days to do that before the bill goes back to each chamber where it must be voted on again. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Park County Undersheriff Monty Gore has resigned after getting a $131,000 payout following a shakeup in the wake of an eviction attempt that left one deputy dead and two others wounded. Gore was placed on leave because of issues in the aftermath of the shooting and not the incident itself. Officials expressed concerns over the way Gore notified the father of Corporal Nate Kerrigan, who was killed in the attack, and other administrative issues. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.